لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ بوأنا لإبراهيم مكان البيت ألا تشرك بي شيئا وطهر بيتي للطائفين والقائمين والركع السجود. وأذن في الناس بالحج يأتوك رجالا وعلى كل ضامر يأتين من فج عميق. صدق الله العظيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد. You have just heard the recitation of verses 26 and 27 of Surah Al-Hajj. The translation of verse 26 of Surah Al-Hajj is وَإِذْ بَوَّأْنَا لِإِبْرَاهِيمَ مَكَانَ الْبَيْتِ. And remember, when we have shown to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam the place of the house, أَلَّا تُشْرِكْ بِي شَيْئًا, we ordered him that do not ascribe partnership with me in anything. وَطَهِّرْ بَيْتِيَ لِلطَّائِفِينَ وَالْقَائِمِينَ, and purify my house for those that make tawaf around it, for those that stay around it, وَرُكَّعِ السُّجُودِ, and for those that make ruku' and for those that make sujood. In this verse, Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala indicates that the Baytullah Sharif was already built before the time of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, we have shown Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam the place of the Baytullah Sharif. This indicates that the place for the Baytullah Sharif was already in existence. In verse 96, of Surah Ali Imran, Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, إِنَّ أَوَّلَ بَيْتٍ وُضِعَ لِلنَّاسِ لَلَّذِي بِبَكَّةَ مُبَارَكًا وَهُدًى لِلْعَالَمِينَ فِيهِ آيَاتٌ بَيِّنَاتٌ مَقَامُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ وَمَنْ دَخَلَهُ كَانَ آمِنًا. The meaning of that verse is, verily, the first house that has been established or placed for the benefit of mankind is that which is in Makkah Mukarramah. And some benefits of the Baytullah Sharif have been mentioned in that verse. Allah Ta'ala says that the Baytullah Sharif is a means of barakah. It's a means of hidayat and guidance. And in the Baytullah Sharif, or around the Baytullah Sharif, is the Maqam Ibrahim. And the fourth benefit Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala mentions, whosoever enters Makkah Mukarramah, he will be in a state of aman and he will be in a state of peace. There's a hadith mentioned in Bayhaqi, in his Dalailun Nubuwa, with the authority of Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It is stated that when Adam alayhi salatu wasalam came in this world, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came to him and told to him, build the house of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Adam alayhi salatu wasalam built the Kaaba Sharif. And then Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam told to him that you are the first of mankind and the first of the face of this earth, and that is the house of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, so make tawaf around the house of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. In one hadith, it is mentioned, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, which masjid was the first of the face of this earth? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned Masjidul Haram, which is Makkah Mukarramah. The Sahabi then asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which masjid after that? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned Masjidul Aqsa. The Sahabi asked Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what was the time duration between them two? Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned 40. Some narration we understand 40 days, some narration we understand 40 years. Now obviously, the time and era of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was long after that. So Adam alayhi salatu wasalam built the Kaaba Sharif in Makkah Mukarramah, and Adam alayhi salatu wasalam himself also built the Masjid al-Aqsa in Jerusalem. When it is stated that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam built the Kaaba Sharif, it means he reconstructed the Kaaba Sharif. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam built Masjid al-Aqsa, it means he reconstructed Masjid al-Aqsa. Otherwise, Masjid al-Haram and Masjid al-Aqsa, both these places were built by Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. After it was built by Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, during the floods at the time of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, the Kaaba Sharif got destroyed. Then came the time of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and that is when Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala told Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam to reconstruct the Kaaba Sharif and showed him the place of the foundation of the Kaaba Sharif. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam built the Kaaba Sharif, and the construction of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam of the Kaaba Sharif is different from what we see of the Kaaba Sharif today. The Hatim area of the Kaaba Sharif from part of the building of the Kaaba Sharif. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam built the Kaaba Sharif with two doors, not only with one door. And the doors of the Kaaba Sharif were more in line with the ground than it being raised as it is raised today. After the Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's time, the Kaaba Sharif over a period of time also got destroyed. Nobody looked after it. Then the tribe of Amalaka that was living around there, they reconstructed the Kaaba Sharif. Then it got destroyed again, and then the tribe of Jur'um, living close around the Baytullah Sharif, they reconstructed the Kaaba Sharif. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's son, Ismail, got married in the tribe of Jurhum. Then came the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the Kaaba Sharif was completely destroyed, they wanted to reconstruct it. So they rebuilt the Kaaba Sharif, they got funding from the people, and they told the people that whosoever have earned any halal money, they should contribute towards the reconstruction of the Kaaba Sharif. Anybody that earned anything haram, their money should not come in. The people were so sensitive to the Kaaba Sharif, even if a person earned haram, he did not contribute towards that. From this we understand that how sensitive they were also to halal and haram, and they knew the harm and the implication of haram. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also took part in the construction of the Baytullah Sharif. And the time came for placing the Hajr Aswad in the Kaaba Sharif. The Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also helped and assisted in placing the Hajr Aswad in the Kaaba Sharif. At the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is when the three differences came about in the construction of the Baytullah Sharif from the construction of the Baytullah Sharif at the time of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. They ran short of funds, and that is why the Hatim area was excluded from being part of the Baytullah Sharif, because the funds were not enough to include that part into the Baytullah Sharif. Instead of two doors, only one door was put, and the door was made above the ground. During the conquest of Makkah Mukarrama, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told to Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha that I have a wish, I have a desire to reconstruct the Baytullah Sharif according to the construction and according to the building of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. The three differences that have been mentioned, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to change it and bring it in line with the building of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that if I would do this, the people have just entered in the fold of Islam, the people are so sensitive to the building of the Kaaba Sharif, then that may lead to fitna. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left it out. After the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the nephew of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, when he was the leader of Makkah Mukarrama, and Makkah Mukarrama was completely under his control, he knew the wish and the desire of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he reconstructed the Baytullah Sharif according to the construction of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. The Hatim area was included in the building of the Kaaba Sharif. There were two doors on either side, and the doors were in line with the ground. But politically, there was a fight and dispute between Abdullah ibn Zubair and Hajjaj ibn Yusuf. Hajjaj ibn Yusuf, he then took power from Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he was responsible for the death of Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And then came his control in Makkah Mukarrama. He didn't want the people to praise Abdullah ibn Zubair and didn't want any remembrance of Abdullah ibn Zubair to remain. So he broke down the Baytullah Sharif and reconstructed the Baytullah Sharif as it was prior to the time of Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And the present building of the Kaaba Sharif is that of Hajjaj ibn Yusuf. Yet after that, lot of maintenance and so forth was done. Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi issued a fatwa that they should leave the Baytullah Sharif as is. Otherwise, every ruler will come after that. He will play, he'll use the Baytullah Sharif as a toy. He'll use the Baytullah Sharif as a tool to oppose his opposition. So, the present building of the Kaaba Sharif, it is according to the construction of Hajjaj ibn Yusuf. So Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala in Surah Ali Imran speaks about the three benefits of the Kaaba Sharif. He says, "Inna awwal bayti wudi'a lin-nasi lalladhi bi Bakkah mubarakan." The Baytullah Sharif is a means of barakah. Ulama mentioned that there are two types of barakah. One is an apparent barakah, a barakah that we can actually see. And one is the spiritual barakah, the feeling that we have of the barakah of the Baytullah Sharif in our hearts. Now both type of barakahs are there because of the Baytullah Sharif. Makkah Mukarramah was in a desert. It's a completely desert area. No people, nobody used to stay around there. No water, nothing. But with the barakah of the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, there's so much of barakah there that Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran Kareem, yujba ilayhi sabaratu kulli shay. That everything is found in Makkah Mukarramah. The fruits of everything. Not only food items, but whatever people require. For centuries we see millions of people flocking from the different corners of the world. They come to Makkah Mukarramah. No shortage of food, no shortage of water, no shortage of anything. Whatever they require, their needs are fulfilled from Makkah Mukarramah. Look at the Zamzam. Millions of people's thirst is been quenched with the water of Zamzam. This is the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And this is barakat in Makkah Mukarramah, there is also barakat in Madinah Munawwara. It is mentioned in the hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dua, oh Allah, your Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, your Khalil, your beloved, he made dua for barakah in Makkah Mukarramah. And Allah, you have blessed Makkah Mukarramah. Oh Allah, I make dua for barakah in Madinah Munawwara. So this is the barakah in Makkah Mukarramah, there's lots of barakah in Madinah Munawwara as well. In Makkah Mukarramah, there's also a spiritual barakah. It is mentioned in the hadith, if a person performs salat at home, he will get the reward of one salat. He performs salat in a masjid, the reward is multiplied 27 times. If the person happens to perform salat in a jami' masjid, where Jummah salat is performed, the reward is multiplied 500 times. If the person happens to perform salat in Masjid al-Aqsa, then the reward will be 1,000 times. One salat equivalent to 1,000 salat. If a person happens to perform salat in Masjid al-Nabawi, the reward is multiplied 50,000 times. One salat the person performs, the reward is equivalent to 50,000 salat. Ulama also mentioned, Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullah mentioned, this is not only confined to Farz salah, it also includes Nafal salah. So this is a great encouragement. If somebody goes to Masjid al-Nabawi, instead of just confining himself to Farz salah, read extra Nafal salah. For every extra Nafal salah, the reward is multiplied 50,000 times. And if the person comes to Makkah Mukarramah, for every salah the reward is multiplied 100,000 times. And to the level of the person's ikhlas and sincerity, Allah knows what will be the limit of the reward. So don't confine yourself only to farz salah in the Masjid al-Haram, read a lot of nafl salah as well. Yes, more virtues than the nafl salah will be tawaf of the Baytullah Sharif. If a person doesn't make the tawaf of the Baytullah Sharif, then after the first salat, engage yourself in lots of nafl salat as well. Inshallah, the reward of that will also be great and tremendous. That is the spiritual benefit of being in Makkah Mukarramah, and this is what Allah Ta'ala speaks about barakah. There is also barakah in performing hajj in itself. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reported to have mentioned, Man hajja walam yafsuk walam yarfus raja'aka yawmin waladatu ummu. When a person performs hajj, and he does not talk anything immoral, he doesn't do anything immoral, he performs the hajj correctly and properly, fulfilling all the conditions of hajj, there's no show off, lots of sincerity, ikhlas, devotion and dedication in hajj. After performing hajj, he will return home so free from all sins and blemish, like the day that his mother had given birth to him. That is the reward of hajj, and this is also a barakah which Allah refers to in the Quran Kareem. The second benefit of the Kaaba Sharif, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala speaks, is a means of hidayat and guidance. When a person dons the ihram and he says, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, immediately focuses his heart, his mind, his soul to Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, he's conscious of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. He knows that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has seen him and he can feel the closer to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Every time he says Labbaik, 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 he feels the closest and the presence of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. He sees the Baytullah Sharif. The sight of the Baytullah Sharif has a penetrating effect on the heart of the individual. It's a feeling that can never be described with words. It is something to be felt. When one sees the Baytullah Sharif, it's such a noor that enters into the heart that cannot be described by words. And when a person makes tawaf around the Baytullah Sharif, He's actually making tawaf around the arsh of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The Baytullah Sharif is under the Bayt-e Ma'mur. The Bayt-e Ma'mur is the Kaaba in the seventh heaven. The angels make tawaf around the Bayt-e Ma'mur. It is so busy with tawaf that once an angel gets an opportunity of making tawaf around the Bayt-e Ma'mur, never in the life of the angel would that angel get the opportunity again to make tawaf of the Bayt-e Ma'mur. The Bayt-e Ma'mur is under the arsh of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. When the person making tawaf around the Baytullah Sharif, it is as though he is making tawaf around Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. He is feeling the closest to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The person then makes sa'i between Safa and Marwa. It is a place where a person remembers the effort of Mahajara, going up and down, making dua in desperation for her son Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. The person then goes to Mina, he goes to Arafah, he goes to Muzdalifah. So when a person performs in Hajj, then it has such a close attachment to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and such a penetrating effect in his life that he now changes his life forever. Forever. Had he not been performing salat before, he realizes the importance of salat, he makes tawbah for neglecting his salat. He now becomes closer to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. He starts performing 5 daily salat. If you were not sensitive and conscious to issue of deen, now with the barakat of making tawaf, with the barakat of performing hajj, or barakat of making umrah, the person now changes his life and he becomes now closer to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Person is not sensitive to the hukuk and rights of human beings, he understands that what are the laws and injunction of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in fulfilling the rights of human beings, now his whole attitude towards human beings becomes changed. He's not selfish anymore, he's not self-centered, he's not only worried about himself, he's now more sensitive to the feelings of other people rather than his own feelings. So this is hidayat. The third benefit Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala speaks about the Baytullah Sharif is the Maqam-e-Ibrahim. The Maqam-e-Ibrahim is a stone that was just below the door of the Kaaba Sharif. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam used to stand on the stone and used to erect the Kaaba Sharif. It is mentioned that as they had to go higher and higher and higher, Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala would make the stone go higher and higher and higher, like what you get lifts today. This was a miracle. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala made the stone become so soft that the footprints of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam remained inside the stone. And today, the footprints of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam could be seen in the Maqam-e Ibrahim. Later on, for purpose of convenience, they took the stone out from below the door of the Kaaba Sharif and brought it a little further away so that it becomes easy for the people to make tawaf around the Baytullah Sharif. Nabi Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, فِيهِ آيَاتٌ بَيِّنَاتٌ مَقَامُ إِبْرَاهِيمٌ. The Maqama Ibrahim, Allah ta'ala says, وَاتَّخِذُوا مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُصَلَّى. Perform salat by the Maqam Ibrahim. That is either on the stone, now this is not possible because it is closed up, or around that area where the Maqam Ibrahim, you perform the salat there, perform the full salat. Obviously, when it is very busy with people making tawaf, it's not appropriate to perform salat there because that the obstructing the people making tawaf and causing inconvenience to the people. The fourth benefit of Makkah Mukarramah and the Kaaba Sharif is, وَمَنْ دَخَلَهُ كَانَ آمِنًا. That anybody that entered Makkah Mukarramah, he's in a state of aman, he's in a state of peace, to the extent that if somebody committed a crime, killed someone, that person, his life cannot be taken there. Yes, you can force him, take him out of the haram area, and then arrest him, and then prosecute him after that, and punish him for the crime that he committed out of the haram area. But the moment the person is in Makkah Mukarramah with the barakat of the Baytullah Sharif, now, what anybody that enters Makkah Mukarramah is the state of aman. Now, apart from what the fuqaha and the jurists have mentioned about the different aspects of aman, you cannot pluck a grass out, you cannot chase an animal, you cannot remove a tree. But one important aspect from the spiritual part of it is, when a person goes in Makkah Mukarramah, he himself is in a state of aman and peace. He's the person now start making peace with Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So many people, they complain of uneasy feelings, not happy, not satisfied, not content. They've got the most luxurious houses, but even in their own houses, they are not peaceful and not comfortable. They have to take sleeping tablets to sleep. They have the best cars to drive, But that the best car that's supposed to give them the best of life, that itself is a means of grief and agony for them. So much of difficult and hardship and challenges of life. The person has all the means of comfort, but no comfort, no peace, no satisfaction in the heart. When a person comes to Makkah Mukarramah, he makes his Umrah, he makes his Hajj, he is there because Allah has given him the opportunity to have peace within himself. That is only when he creates a peace between himself and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The person can only get peace when a person attaches himself with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We can have the means of peace, but the creator of peace is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah is Al-Mu'min. Allah is the one that creates aman in the heart of the person. Allah tells us in the Quran Kareem, Allah bi zikrillah tatma'innul qulub. With the zikr of Allah, with the remembrance of Allah, the heart gets peace, satisfaction and contentment. When a person is in Makkah Mukarramah, performing Umrah, performing Hajj, he's there to set the record straight between him and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. When the person sets the record straight between him and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then Allah will grant him aman, Allah will grant him peace, Allah will grant him satisfaction. He will have contentment in everything that Allah has given him. He may have a small house, he may have a hut, but that hut of his will be like a palace. He can have any type of wife, but that wife of his now will be like a hur for him. His children will become obedient because he straightened the record with Almighty Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Straightened the record with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then the person will feel a peace, satisfaction and aman in his heart. And this is what Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ دَخَلَهُ كَانَ آمِنًا. That person that entered Makkah Mukarramah, he'll be in the state of aman. Not only aman, peace from injury or being hurt or anything, but even aman within his heart, satisfaction and contentment. Almighty Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala grant all of us Hajj Mabroor, Hajj Maqbool. Give us a tawfiq and hidayat to go to the Mubarak places, make a lot of Umrah, make a lot of Hajj. It is mentioned in the Hadith, Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam recorded to have mentioned that Tabi'ul Hajj wal Umrah. Do Hajj and Umrah consecutively, فَإِنَّهُمَا يَنْفِيَانِ الْفَقْرَ وَالْذُنُوبِ. That making consecutively Hajj and Umrah, it wipes out the sins of the individual, and Almighty Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala also remove poverty with the barakat of consecutively Umrah and Hajj. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.